We have already studied the preterite past. For example, I went to the beach, or I saw a shark. Now, Spanish, like most other European languages, has another past tense called the imperfect. And whereas the preterite tense that we've already studied looks at a single event, for example, I got up at six, I saw something, I saw a ghost, I lost my wallet. The imperfect is used to describe things that happened repeatedly or descriptions in the past. In English, we often use used to express this. She used to eat meat. It doesn't refer to one instance or one event where she ate meat, but rather the fact that she used to do it repeatedly. We'll go on to the formation of this imperfect past tense, and the way we use it will become clear just by the examples that we use on the way. So you don't need too much explanation. It's not complicated. Just by examples, you'll learn it. So let's start with the verb trabajar, to work. Trabajar. I used to work is trabajaba. So the ending is aba. A-B-A. Aba. Trabajaba. Trabajaba en Madrid. I worked again and again, or I used to work in Madrid. Trabajaba en Madrid. If you are going to use the preterite that we have previously studied, for example, ayer, yesterday, trabajé en Madrid, then that would just refer to the one time yesterday that you worked in Madrid. So you would just be saying, yesterday I worked in Madrid on that particular occasion. But trabajaba en Madrid refers to something that you used to do. For example, we could also say, bailaba, bailaba. I used to dance, or I would dance quite a lot in the past. Trabajaba mucho. I used to work a lot. Bailaba mucho. I used to dance a lot. How would you say, I used to study Spanish in school? I used to study Spanish in school. And to study is estudiar. So I used to study Spanish in school would be estudiaba español en el colegio. Estudiaba español en el colegio. And to practice is practicar, practicar. So how would you say, I used to practice a lot? Practicaba mucho. Practicaba mucho. And sometimes in English, the used to is implied, but not actually stated. So, for example, could say, when I was in Spain, I used to practice my Spanish a lot. Or you could just say, when I was in Spain, I practiced my Spanish a lot. And it has the same meaning in English. And on both occasions in Spanish, you would say practicaba mucho. So, estudiaba, bailaba, practicaba, trabajaba, aba. All these, which we've just looked at, are AR verbs, AR verbs. And if it's not an AR verb, that's ER or IR, it's not an AR verb, then the ending is ia instead of aba, ia. So comia, I used to eat. Bebia, I used to drink. Aprendia, I used to learn. Salia, I used to go out. How would you say I used to go out every day? I used to go out every day. And every day, we say all the days. Todos los días. Todos los días. I used to go out every day would be salía todos los días. Salía todos los días. How about I used to live in Spain? I used to live in Spain. Or simply, I lived in Spain. Vivía en España. Vivía en España. How about I used to write a letter every day? I used to write a letter every day. To write is escribir. So I used to write a letter every day would be escribía una carta todos los días. Escribía una carta todos los días. Now there are only really two irregular, proper irregular verbs. I used to go is iba, iba. And I used to be, era. I used to be, or we would often leave out the used to be and just say I was, era. So iba and era. And for era, because it's spelt E-R-A, you try and remember it by thinking about it used to be era in the past. An era in the past, era. So we would say something like for iba, I used to go to Spain every year. Iba a España cada año, o todos los años. Iba a España, I used to go. For I used to be, we could say, cuando era joven, when I was young, when I was young. You can see why we wouldn't be able to use the preterite, the past tense that we looked at before, for I was young, because that can never be a single event. I was young. It's got to be something that was ongoing, in which case we need the imperfect. So we would always say, cuando era joven, when I was young. Cuando era joven. Or, era pequeño, I was little, I was small. Again, that's not something that happens as a single event, it's ongoing. Era joven. O cuando era joven, o cuando era pequeño, when I was little. So, iba and era. How would you say, I used to go to a boys' school? I used to go to a boys' school. And a boys' school is un colegio de chicos. A school of boys. Un colegio de chicos. So how would you say I used to or I went to a boys' school? Iba a un colegio de chicos. Iba a un colegio de chicos. How about I used to be poor? I used to be poor. Or I was poor. We might leave out the used to be. I was poor. and poor is pobre. Era pobre. Era pobre. I used to be, or I was, poor. Again, being poor, you couldn't say it was a single event or action, but something that's ongoing. How would you say, this is something we mentioned previously, when I was young? How would you say when I was young? Cuando era joven. Cuando era joven. How about when I was poor? Cuando era pobre. Cuando era pobre. When I was poor. How about this long one to end this section? I used to go to Alicante when I was young. I used to go to Alicante when I was young. Iba a Alicante cuando era joven. Iba a Alicante cuando era joven. Now, the good thing about this tense is, well, first of all, as you've seen, very few irregular verbs, but also the other parts of the verb are very, very guessable. And first of all, this imperfect, this used to, works a little bit like would, in that the I and the he, she and it has the same ending. So comía is I used to eat, and it's also he, she, it used to eat. Estudiaba is I used to study, but also he, she, it used to study. And all the rest are very, very guessable. So the you is simply with the S. Estudiabas, hablabas, o comías, bebías, hacías. The we is going to be with the mos. So hablábamos, quite a mouthful, hablábamos, comprábamos, estudiábamos, o comíamos, bebíamos. The irregular ones, íbamos, éramos, and the they is going to be with the N. So, estudiaban, practicaban, bailaban, salían, aprendían, and the irregulars, iban, they used to go, or eran, they were. So, let's practice all of these together now, and because there's quite a few, refer to the grid on screen if you need to. I haven't put up all of the endings. I've just put up the first person or third person because it's the same. So comía, estudiaba, etc. And you can add on the necessary ending. So how would you say, I used to study at home. I used to study at home. Estudiaba en casa. Estudiaba en casa. And how about Maria used to study at home? Maria estudiaba en casa. Maria estudiaba en casa. So the same verb ending. How about they used to eat at home? They used to eat at home. Comían en casa. Comían en casa. And in case you don't already know, comer, to eat, in Spanish is also used as to have lunch. So comían en casa could also mean they had lunch, they used to have lunch at home. How about they used to go to the beach? Iba a la playa would be he or she, and they, iban a la playa. They used to go to the beach. Iban a la playa. They used to go to the beach every day. Iban a la playa todos los días. They used to go to the beach every Saturday. Iban a la playa cada sábado. Iban a la playa cada sábado. How about we used to go out with friends every Saturday? We used to go out with friends every Saturday. Salíamos con amigos cada sábado. Salíamos con amigos cada sábado. How about I used to dance at home? Bailaba en casa. Bailaba en casa. How about they used to chat with friends? They used to chat with friends. Charlaban con amigos. Charlaban con amigos. How about he was, or he used to be, he was tall. He was tall. Era alto. Era alto. And if ever you're given a description of somebody and you're saying what they were like, all aspects of that will be the imperfect. So you would be saying, era joven. He or she was young. Era mayor. He or she was old. Era alto, tall. Era bajo, he was short. Era simpático, he was friendly. But then if you needed to use another verb, for example, he had long hair, or he had, or she had long hair, short hair, blonde hair, you'd have to use the imperfect of tener, to have. So you'd have to say tenía, tenía, because you couldn't use the preterite, which would be like an event, a single occasion. You're talking about something ongoing, a description. So you would say tenía el pelo largo. He or she had long hair. Tenía el pelo. Anyway, how would you say he was young and he had blonde hair? Era joven y tenía el pelo rubio. Era joven y tenía el pelo rubio. And finally, how would you say we did something with friends? We did something with friends. Hacíamos algo con amigos. Hacíamos algo con amigos. And obviously that means we used to do something with friends, not just last weekend we did something with friends, but perhaps every weekend or in the evenings we used to do something with friends. Hacíamos algo con amigos.